Tanya for the second day of Rosh Hashanah is on page Kuf Chof Ches Amud Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 494. It's in Igeres HaKadosh in Simon Yutes, 19th letter. Behine Bechinas Chochmo. We're two-thirds of the way down after the period. The line begins Behine. Behine Bechinas Chochmo Solikus Baruch HaMelubesh Es Betayag Mitzvah HaTeizo. God's Chochmo that is clothed in the 613 Mitzvahs of Teizo Nikra B'Shem Bechinas Acharayim D'Chochmo. This is called the external or hind part of the Chochmo. Kikol Acharayim Shebesvizeis. Because whenever we describe the hind part of a svira, of an attribute, hein madrigis achitzeneis hatachtenes b'maylo shebesvira zu, that refers to the external and lowest part of the svira, ma sheyuchlu leiredu lespashit lamato, the part that is able to descend and extend downward, lehislabish bebriyim lahachayesom, to be clothed in the created beings in order to give them life. Ubchinas haponim, the inner aspect of the attribute, hi asvira atzmo, is the attribute itself, not its extension to what is below it, but the attribute itself. Hamiyuchedes b'ma'atzila baruch hu, the attribute itself doesn't descend to lower levels but remains connected totally to God, as for example the attribute of Chachma, which is connected to its source, which is God, betachlis hayichud, with an absolute unity, ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'chachma say echad k'meshikos of li'il, because God and his chachma are one, as explained above earlier in Tanya. Mashmei yiru mispashit m'chachma say yizbarich l'mata betachteinim, and that part of chachma, of God's chachma, that extends downward into the lower levels, shehem ba'li gvul betachlis, those creatures or those creations that are finite, umislabish bahen, and this element of chachma, of God's chachma, is clothed within these finite beings. It doesn't just hover or surround them, but it enters into them and is clothed within them, and therefore it too must be finite, or else it would not fit. It would destroy the being rather than give it life. So that aspect of the chachma that descends and is invested and clothed within the lower level, that's called Nikra Achuzayim, that's called the hind part, the Nikra Gamkin Bechinas Asiya Sheba Atzilus, and it is also described as the element of action within Atzilus. We're talking about Chochma of Atzilus, and there's an element of Chochma that descends and invests itself in the lower level, in the lower created being, and that's called the action of Atzilus. Peter shall derech moshul, this means, as by way of analogy, k'mei sheba'odem atachtein, as in a human being, yesh b'nishmosei hei madvegi zu l'mata mizu, there are five parts to his neshama, one lower than the other, shehein b'chineis, haseichol v'hamideis u'machshova dibur u'mais. The neshama is made up of seichol and mideis. Those are the 10 powers of the soul. And then the 3 garments, machshava, dibra, maisa. So altogether, there are 5 parts. V'hamaisa hi atachteinu shebekulam. And action is the lowest of the 5. Shehachayus hamispashet mehaneshama umelubish bekeyach hamaisa. Because that energy that comes from the neshama, that clothes itself and expresses itself through an act, who ke'ayin l'gabi achayis ha'mespashet mimeno u'melubash b'keyach ha'dibur, is as insignificant as if it weren't, as if it were nothing compared to that energy that comes from the neshama that animates the ability to speak. Shehu, and this energy that animates speech is ke'ayin legabe hachayis ha'mispashet mimena u'melubish b'machshava, is as nothing, as insignificant as nothing, nothingness, compared to the energy that comes from the neshama that is clothed in thought, or in middays, or in seichel. So kein al derech ze mamosh, in exactly the same way, hibchinas chachmasi yizbarech, mashiyuchal ispashet mimeno, that part of God's chachma that can descend and extend, lehislabish betachtenim, to be clothed in the lower created beings, kulam hem ka'ayim legabi b'chinas ponim, they, those energies are like nothing compared to the attribute itself, the inner part of the attribute, ha'miyuchad b'maitel baruch hu, which remains one with God, the kula kamekel lo choshiv, because all is as nothing before him, and the giving of life to all the created beings, shehem balig vul v'tachlis, which are all of them finite, nechsheves yezid of tzimtzum kiviyachol, giving life to them is considered, constitutes a descent and a tzimtzum legabi hamaitzel einsei baruchu, compared to God as he is for himself, not invested in the act of creation. As for example, the intelligence of an intelligent person, when it descends and is contracted, it is invested and limited in an act, a physical, mundane act. So we understand how when a person is doing something physical, that the seichel that is necessary, that goes along with the doing, the seichel is very restricted. It is certainly not abstract and refined. It is a very practical part of seichel, and it is a very finite part of the seichel. So it is considered a descent for the seichel to invest itself in action. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, who was able to understand until the level of the external chachma, in other words, that part of chachma of Atzilus that comes down into the lower worlds, zocho shetinosin al yodei hateira, he merited that the Torah should be given through him, shehi neves chachma shalamaylo, which is the flow of the supernal chachma, of the divine chachma, pirish mashenevel mimena v'yered lamato. The flow means that which flows downwards from the level of chachma to the levels below it, umislabish b'teira gashmi shalonu, and it is clothed in the Torah as we have it here on earth in physical things, she'ikra v'tachliso hu kiyam ha-mitzvus. And the most significant thing of Torah, and the whole purpose of Torah is to fulfill the mitzvahs, the negative commandments and the positive commandments, but to do them in action, as it says that today, meaning this world, until Mashiach comes, or until Olam Haba, it is a time of doing. And even the virtue of study consists of the fact that study leads to doing. So study is great because it leads to doing. So we see that the doing is the main thing. And one who studies Torah without intention of doing the mitzvahs, the Gemara says, it would have been better for him and easier for him if he had never been born. And as we know from the Arizal, that every person has to be born and reborn until he fulfills all the 613 mitzvahs in actual deed. So this is the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he, because he could reach the level of Chachma, the Achazayim of Chachma, The Achrayim of Chochmah means that part of Chochmah which descends downwards into the lower worlds. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to bring Torah from the level of Chochmah downwards into the world, into the finite world, the world of action, which, as described before, contracts and limits and restricts the Seichel in the way that human Seichel is restricted when a person is doing an act. But that is the Tachlis HaKavana of Torah and Mitzvahs, that a person is born and reborn any number of times in order that he should fulfill all the mitzvahs in actual deed. In the Hayom Yom, for the second day of Rosh Hashanah, the Rebbe writes that what it says in the Siddur, Shar HaKishma, in the Maimah that begins, Lahavin HaHefesh, on Taf Ayin Dalad Amid Aleph, that before the blowing of the Shofar, he's supposed to say, Ono B'chayach. The meaning of it is that, generally speaking, the kavanis of the psukim of the Rosh HaTeves, that the words Ono B'chayach and so on make up, are the second name of the name Mab. There are many names that God has. The name Mab, Mem Beis, has the second name. Within that name is the name for which the kavanas are directed in the saying of the Ono B'chayach. However, there are those who have the kavana only in thought, but don't verbalize it, don't say it out loud. For those who are involved in kavanas, they need to study the subject very clearly in the Arizal, in the writings of the Arizal, and only then will their kavana be acceptable.